Yeah.
Hey yo man, it's your time. And fuck poverty. Get this money, man. The fuck you gotta do, you know what I'm saying?
What's up everybody? Welcome to the Phil and Liberty Judgmental Podcast.
What's up everybody? This your boy Phil.
And I'm Leroy. So right now we're doing our Super Bowl 58 episode. So Super Bowl 58 at Allegiant Stadium in Las Vegas, Nevada, with a first seed, San Francisco 49ers, but they were 12-5. I was about to say 15, going against the third seed, Kansas City Chiefs at 11-6. The Niners are 1.5-point favorite, and over under is 47.5. Phil, what's your thoughts on the game?
It should be a close, low-scoring game. They both got defense. Offense is trash, really, for both teams. So I got it a low-scoring defensive game.
Well, I think the total opposite. I think it's going to be a – was you done?
Yeah, go ahead.
I think it's going to be an offensive game. People are touting this 49er defense, but I don't see it. I don't see this great defense that they're talking about.
And it's not a great. It was a great defense, but for the second half of the season, they've been stinking up the joint. But they still got a good defense. Neither team got great offense.
Right. So I think my prediction is the Chiefs 34-27.
Okay. What's your high score?
Yeah, I don't think it's gonna be this defensive matchup.
I'm gonna go 24-20.
Yeah, because the guy at work was like, man, the 49ers. Because I said the 49ers are favorites. Like, they're 1-point favorite, but I think this should be even pretty much. It pretty much is even, but
it is. 1.5. They got to do that for Vegas, you know. But it's pretty much an even matchup.
Right. And he was like, man, no, the 49ers play good defense. I'm saying to myself, well, where's this hell good defense at?
They started off the year playing real good. And then in the second half of the year, they kind of tanked. And was fucking barely winning by the skin of their teeth.
Right. And because of that, what you just said, and number two, I really don't trust Brock Purdy much.
Too long ago, Brock Purdy threw 4 interceptions. So good quarterbacks don't have those type of days like that. I mean, he's still a young dude. He's only, what, a second or third year? So, you know what I mean? This game might be too big for him. We'll see.
Right. And if he does well on this game, or even if they just do win, long as he don't make a whole bunch of mistakes, as you just mentioned with the 4 interceptions, that it'll make me a believer in him. But right now, I don't have any trust in him. This is the reason why I think the Chiefs will win this game.
Well, I don't understand when people got on cam for calling him a game manager. Yeah. It's true, because they'll have one touchdown and they'll win a game. That's a game manager. He didn't make a big difference, but he didn't fuck up and turn the ball over.
Right. And that's pretty much all you need. But yeah, I don't see what's the big deal with him saying that. He's a game manager. Here's the ball in your hand. Don't mess up. I guess that's supposed to be derogatory or something like that. No. Oh, no. He said it. And, you know, he wants to get back in the league. So they're trying to make it seem like he's like hating on him or something.
Well, I think a lot of people was throwing it in Cam's face that he wants to get back in the league. I don't think he want to get back in the league. I don't think he really wanted to play his last year that he played. He didn't play last season. He played the season before, right?
Yes.
Yeah, and he got hurt again. And now he's up in, he's 34 or something like that?
Yes.
This is the time where people mostly retire anyway. So, yeah, he played enough.
Well, he told Shannon Sharp that he wants to get back in the league.
And so did DeSean Jackson.
My thing is, don't beg. There's a spring league that's coming up. Show and prove there, and then some team assign. It'd be a whole bunch of teams that's willing to sign you if you do well. I mean, I ain't gonna sit and beg to get back in the league. I just play in the what's it called? Is it still the USFL? It's called something else now, right?
Yeah, but I know what you're talking about.
Okay, yeah, I would just play in that league. I'm not begging. Same thing like Colin Kaepernick. There's a league here. You'll be the man in that league if you do well. If you do well, them teams is going to sign you.
Because now I think those guys really don't want to play. They talk about it because it's in their heart, and that's all they known for the last 25, 30 years. You know what I mean? Since fucking Pop Warner, they always been playing football. Now they sitting around talking about it. They want to get in there. But, you know, a lot of those guys don't have left. Like I said, Cam just got hurt again the last time he played with the Patriots. Yeah. So you can't just keep – once you start getting hurt a lot, it's time to hang it up. And right. You over 30 is one thing if you're still a young buck.
And I'm so tired of hearing about this Taylor Swift shit. Is she going to make it? And all that stuff. That's all they talk about on the regular news. They don't really talk about the game much. It's all about... I kind of give it a pass because Taylor Swift is somewhat local. And they always talk about how she going to make it there on time and the concert in Japan. I know too much about Taylor Swift that I care not to know.
Well, see, she got a big draw and she's like worldwide. The NFL is only really America, but Taylor Swift is kind of spreading across seas now. So everybody want to be part of what she's about. You know what I mean? She's winning all of the awards. She's doing all these. So she's a big name. Like even the girls at work, they're going to watch the Super Bowl because of Taylor Swift. They want to see Taylor Swift there. You know what I mean?
Oh, she's not.
I'm not mad at them. I'm not mad at them because, hey, whatever you got to do to get more fans in. So that's what the NFL is banking on. They're banking on bringing some of Taylor Swift fucking gazillion fans over into the NFL side.
Yeah, so why didn't the NFL make Detroit one so we can have Eminem versus Taylor Swift? speaking of performing, this would be the second time and two times in a row because I don't think I ever watched halftime performances. I always like start washing the dishes or taking out the trash or doing something. But I will watch the Usher performance because I like Usher. I'm a fan of Usher, so I look at that.
Yeah, see, like the older me now, I can care less about these halftime shows. But right. The younger me, I used to be watching it and watching the commercials. Now I don't watch none of that shit.
Oh, see, I watch the commercials, but ain't no use to watching it now because they already show what the commercials is during the week. Yeah, such and such going to have this commercial on. Like, back in the day, you didn't know what the commercial was until you seen it.
Right. Yeah, I'm not going to watch none of that.
Yeah, so there ain't really no need to look at the commercial now. Who's having the commercial? I know, well, you don't watch wrestling. But I think there's a Super Bowl commercial with a wrestler on there. I didn't see that on Twitter all day today. So, yeah, ain't really no need to even care about that stuff anymore. Mm-hmm. Some prop bets here. Prop bets are proposition bets. It's bets that people make during the game. So bettors only bet on who will win and who will lose pretty much in a point spread. So in the Super Bowl, there's proposition bets where you can bet on pretty much all aspects of the game. I'll give you a few. We can skip the length of the national anthem. That's double one. Number two, the coin toss, heads or tails.
Tails.
All right. Who's going to have the game winner or the last score in the game, either or?
Kansas City.
We already did the over and under. The first offensive play of the game, run or pass?
Run.
Now, did you do the over and under? I told you the over and under numbers at 47.5. Did you say like over or under?
You never said that.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry.
You did the over and under.
I'm sorry, the over and under is 47.5. Do you think it's over or under?
47.5,
yes.
I got it under.
Okay. So will there be a score in the first 6 minutes and 59 seconds?
Yes.
Yeah, I agree. First team to score.
Let's go 49ers.
Jersey number of the first touchdown scorer, odd or even. Now, before you answer that, Kansas City, most of their star players has got even numbers. I mean, odd numbers, I'm sorry. Mahomes.
Even.
That's who you're going to pick?
Mm-hmm.
First accepted penalty will be against San Francisco or Kansas City?
Accepted penalty?
Yeah.
You mean the team that's going to accept the penalty or the penalty on?
It's the penalty on, you know, whether they accept it or not.
Stupid. They worded that so stupid. Kansas City is going to accept a penalty by San Francisco.
Okay.
If that makes sense. I don't understand that.
Yeah, you pick Kansas City as the team that's going to accept the penalty against San Francisco. You got it right. Will there be a score?
Because most of the time, the ref call a penalty and it's just automatically accepted.
Will there be a score in the last 2 minutes of the first half?
No.
Yeah, see, I'll say yes on that. Will there be a team score three consecutive times, not including...
Are you writing this down?
Oh, I can listen to it, play it back.
I want you to write it down so when we come back, we can go over if we had it right or not.
Will a team score three consecutive times, not including the extra point?
No.
I don't think so neither. Passing yards for Brock Purdy, is it over 247 yards or under 247 yards?
Under.
Passing yards for Patrick Mahomes, is it going to be over 262 yards or under 262 yards?
Around. I'll say 260.
So it was under 262. Yeah. Rushing yards for Christian McCaffrey, over 90 or under 90?
Under.
Receiving yards for Kelce, over 70 or under 70?
Over.
Length of longest successful field goal, over 46 or under 46?
Over.
I see under on that one. Team with the longest successful field goal, San Francisco or Kansas City?
San Francisco.
Length of longest touchdown in yards, over 44 or under 44? 44 is a lot of yards
over
for a play. So you think it's somebody going to complete an over 44-yard play?
That's all Rice do is catch bombs.
Nah, I don't know about that one.
He's like the modern-day DeSean Jackson, how DeSean used to be on the Eagles.
Yeah.
Even catching bombs and he ain't doing nothing.
team with the longest touchdown. So you say Kansas City.
Yes. Catch them off guard, throw the bomb to Rice type shit.
Total quarterback sacks. Is it over 4.5 or under 4.5?
Total?
Yes.
Oh, that's close. I'm going to go over. But I think it's right there.
That's a combination of both teams, you know.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
But these quarterbacks don't really get sacked like that.
Right. Total turnovers, is it over 2.5 or under 2.5?
Over.
Number of challenges initiated by coaches, is it over 1.5 or under 1.5?
The Super Bowl, it got to be over one. You wasting challenge if you don't challenge it in the Super Bowl.
Okay, would there be a missed extra point, 1 point or 2 points?
No. Whatever that means. That's a stupid question.
Will someone miss an extra point or would they miss a 2 point conversion?
They will miss a 2 point conversion before an extra point, but I don't think they're going to miss either one.
Well, you said no. They're not going to miss any.
That's what I'm saying. But I didn't know that was my option. You said one or two. Like, that was my choice.
No. I said, would there be a mixed extra point, 1 point or two? Yes or no? You said no.
Yeah, that's a stupid question.
Color of Gatorade bath, red or pink or any other color?
Who gives a shit?
I think it's any other color. This is a very tough one. Hold on now. You might have to think about this one. Position at MVP, quarterback or any other position?
Quarterback.
It's always a quarterback. Even when sometimes they don't deserve it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so that was the last one. Anything else you want to add on the game?
Not really. I mean, shit. 49ers shouldn't be there. Kansas City shouldn't be there. So it is what it is.
Now, why the 49ers shouldn't be there?
Because they've been playing like shit the second half of the season. But I guess they've been playing a little bit better than the teams that they beat to get there.
And what about 49ers?
The same.
I mean, I'm sorry. Kansas City. I'm sorry.
This should have been... And that's what making me feel like the NFL is rigged. This should have been Baltimore year. They was the number one rushing team, running all over teams. And then the game that they lost, they only did a total of 6 running plays to their running backs. And Lamar didn't even run the ball. Like, what kind of shit is that? Lamar just had 100 yards rushing. And running backs just had 12 and 9 carries and shit like that. To only get a total of 6 rushes is ridiculous.
Well, people are going to say it's because of that 49ers defense.
Yeah, okay. And then you got one of the teams up, won by 3 points to get here. But the team that they was playing with went for it when he was in field goal range twice.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right, y'all. You can reach the Judgmentals on Facebook, Twitter, TikTok, and subscribe to our YouTube at PNL Judgmentals, Instagram at the 2_Judgmentals. or you can email us at pnljudgmentals@gmail.com. So, all right, then.
All right. Most of y'all is associates, so I be on my dolo. Hold up, walk that, whoa, hold the phone. You think all I do is rap? I can do it on my own. That's why I produce the track. Don't wonder where my crew is at. They'll be back. Niggas see me walking on the block and look like who.